Meeting to order at 6:31.
There he is.
And there's Trustee Sampson, just in the nick of time.
Good evening.
How are you, sir?
Good.
Good. Okie doke. We will call our meeting to order, the Village Board meeting for the Village of Alloway, Tuesday, August 4th. Roll call, Trustee Dart.
Here.
After here, Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Genrick.
Here.
Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Sampson. Trustee Sampson's here. And Trustee Green.
Here.
Okay, all present and accounted for. Chris, can you hear me okay?
Looks like his video's frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Okay. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Trustee Atwood, I'm guessing to adopt, correct?
Adopt, yes, sorry.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Dirt, any discussion? We have a motion to adopt the agenda as presented, and the second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. August 11th, we have a partisan primary election in Brown County in the state of Wisconsin and in Great Village of Alloway. Absentee ballot voting is open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
No.
Thursday and Friday, Monday.
No.
Just Thursday and Friday. Right.
Absentee is available tomorrow until 4 and Thursday and Friday until 5 p.m.
Okay, thank you. So get out and vote. It's the primary for the November general. And we have an announcement. On Saturday, August 22nd, there will be a 2020 watershed cleanup. The 2020 watershed cleanup. Each year, hundreds of volunteers visit one of 60 sites coordinated throughout the watershed to remove garbage and debris. Volunteers start the morning checking in with their site leader and their chosen sites. Volunteers then grab their supplies, spread out, and clean up their site. There are 60-plus cleanup sites along the Fox River, Wolf River, Lake Butamore, and Lake Winnebago. And this year, it's August 22nd. It is from 9 until 12 in the morning. And there are two of the areas here in Alloway. You can show up to Weese Park or Green Isle Park and help out. They ask that you register so that they have enough supplies for everyone. And we will have a link to this on our website in the next day or so. So anyone who would like to participate and help keep our beautiful waterways beautiful, please do so. Are there any other announcements from my fellow board members? Hearing none, do we have any further announcements from staff? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 4, public comment. Debbie, you said we did not receive any public comment?
We did not.
Okay. We will move on to action item number 5. We have two guests with us tonight. We have Katie Sullivan, who is getting married in the very near future, and Jared Hine, who is item number 5. And Katie, we'll get to you shortly. Item number 5, action regarding appointment of Jared Hine to the Board of Appeals. Jared has reached out to Debbie and offered his services on the Board of Appeals and several other boards. Right now we have the opening on the Board of Appeals. Jared has several years as an assistant village manager for the Village of Bellevue, and he is currently the village administrator for the Algoma, City of Algoma. So, Jared, thank you very much for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Jared does attend our budget meetings every year and shares with us his thoughts on our budget, and he's an Alloway resident. So it's great to have him, and I would like to recommend we appoint Jared to the Board of Appeals as a first alternate member.
Motion to approve. This is Lynn.
Thank you, Trustee Green. Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Dart. Any discussion? Jared, thanks for taking the time to be with us today. Do you want to say anything to the Village Board?
No, nothing to really add. I appreciate the introduction, and I was going to say I'm willing to bet most, if not all, of you remember me from the past couple budget meetings. I'm the one who shows up and tells you to stop cutting the budget, which I imagine is probably pretty rare. I was just thinking about it, especially now that I've moved to a community that's further away. It presented an opportunity for me to get more involved here with the Village of Alloway. And it's something I think I'd be pretty good at, and given my background. And I'm just looking forward to being able to do that. So.
Great, thank you. Congratulations on your new job.
Thank you.
New job.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, folks, any other discussion? We have a motion to approve Jared, or appoint Jared to the Board of Appeals in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Unanimous decision. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you.
Motion passes. Item number 6, noise variance request for wedding rehearsal dinner on August 28th from 4:30 to 11, and wedding reception on August 29th from 4:30 to 11. We have with us Katie Sullivan. Katie is getting married, and I'm guessing due to COVID that she's having the party at home. You have in your packets the report from Jason, or DEO Vogel, is recommending approval of the noise variance. He has spoken to Katie's dad, and he said he would be available with his cell phone during that time. And if not, Katie would also be available if we had any issues. Their neighbors have, according to the report, neighbors on each side of them have been informed of the party and were invited to the party, and they don't have any neighbors to the back. They back up to the East River, and so the music will be pointed eastward. I will either accept the motion, or if you guys want to hear from Katie, we can open it up.
Katie's here. I think we should hear from Katie.
Katie, tell us about your wedding.
Oh, well, we get married on the 29th. We cut the wedding down to about 125 people. We're going to have it in my dad's backyard. We have white tents that are going to be set up. We're ordering from the Village Grill, going local now, and we do have a DJ that night. He can stop at 11 o'clock. That's okay. Most of the neighbors in the neighborhood are invited to the reception, so they will be there with us.
Nice.
So we're just hoping you guys will be okay with it.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Katie? Okay, I will accept the motion on this.
I move to approve.
Trustee Dart, do I have a second?
Second, Matthew.
Trustee Harris, any discussion?
Quick question, in terms of consistency, we've gone to 11 o'clock on others, is that correct?
I'm not absolutely sure.
The last one was Hogan's. And St. Andrews, or I think that's where it was at, and that was 211.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? We have a motion to approve And a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Katie, thank you very much. Congratulations and good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you so much, everyone.
Okay, take care. Okay, moving on to action item number 7. We had this as a discussion item in our last village board meeting, and we had a couple of requests to put this on as a potential action item, and Trustee Sampson had put together a resolution, a temple resolution, and some other folks may have had ideas, I don't know. But we wanted to keep it on just in case nothing happened with the state, and as we know, the state has passed the, or the governor has passed the mandate, and so we are all under mask orders. I don't know that it makes sense to go forward with a resolution, but I will invite Trustee Sampson to say something.
Well,
oh, you froze. But you look good.
I say keep it around, keep it in our back pocket. Because who knows if the challenge... Am I cutting in and out?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're talking with a mask on.
Yeah, you were cutting out.
You go off and that gets...
Underwater.
Yeah, well, I'll try. Anyways, I wanted to go on record that we addressed it and keep this copy for the file in the event we do need to revisit it at a later date. So it's on the agenda. I'm happy, but if someone wants to table it or whatever the proper procedure is, that's great.
Does anyone want to make a motion on this thing?
I would like to make a motion that we support the state mandate and that we, as a village, are consistent with Green Bay and De Pere municipalities. Because there's a good chance that the state position, mandate, whatever, could change in the near future. So I would like to have the village go on record with a resolution that we support existing mandates from Green Bay and the future. Does that make sense?
Well, we would have to have the same wording then. And we'd have to enact an ordinance. So the resolution of support wouldn't really be anything. Because if we're supporting it, then that means we're going to enforce it in our village. The Green Bay and the Pier, and to my knowledge, they're different. So the resolution that Chris put forth said that basically that we understand COVID's in our community, and where'd it go? Where it went. But COVID's in our community, and we also recognize the hard work of our local businesses and the good work of our local businesses and I know, I just can't find it, but...
Jim?
Yeah. Oh, I found it.
Okay.
Yep, thank you. So we recognize that there were the leaders of our hospitals encouraged everyone to go to masks. We have heard from our constituents who are, some are in favor and some are not in favor of a mask ordinance. That the legal counsel, our legal counsel, and the officials with the Wisconsin League of Municipalities have expressed the opinion that those communities that do not operate their own public health departments, a.k.a. Alloway, will be governed by any county and or state directives with regard to comprehensive, full enforceable health orders. And let's see, whereas we believe that the heightened vigilance is both possible and desirable in LA to protect those who live, work, and play in our community. And so the resolution was, therefore, be it resolved, the Village Board of Alloway strongly recommends the voluntary use of face coverings by residents, visitors to, and businesses in the Village of Alloway until such time the local COVID case data shows the pandemic has abated. I don't know what abated means. It's not a number, but until it has abated. Further, be it resolved that we encourage a cohesive, comprehensive, and enforceable approach by the federal government, state, county, and eliminating the confusion. I would suggest if we are going to do anything with a resolution, I would recommend deleting the last paragraph because it's been done. So if you folks are interested in, or Jim, if you're interested in proposing we adopt this resolution, we can surely take a vote on it and discuss it.
Yeah, I would, based on what you just read, yeah, I would support that and make a motion to support the resolution.
Okay. Do I have a second?
This is Lynn. I would wholeheartedly second that.
Okay. Any discussion?
I think in terms of a resolution, like to see us go forward and see what we can put together, but what we have in front of us is it looks to be a draft, and I don't know if we've got final wording, and I don't know if we'd want to pass something or vote on something without complete language. That's my hesitation at the moment.
Okay. Jim, would you be okay if they drafted a final version of the resolution and it came up for a vote at the next village board meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I did have one suggestion in terms of wording.
Yeah.
In terms of some of the notes that we have, and I don't know if we want to eliminate confusion or change eliminate to avoids. Instead of eliminates, change it to avoids. It's just a suggestion.
The paragraph. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Very last line.
Yep.
Good suggestion.
Okay. Well, we'll ask staff then. Actually, we'll have to get a substitute motion to table this until our next village board meeting.
Move to table until next village board meeting.
Thank you.
Trustee, a second.
Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any further discussion? I've heard the, and I'm very happy with that, actually. Chris, thank you for taking the time to put it together. We do support it. I was very happy to see that we are supporting, letting it be known that we recognize the hardship and the work that our local business owners are putting forth, and also what our residents are. I have been tracking this stuff, as I mentioned, at our last village board meeting since pretty much day one, and I've been using the Wisconsin Department of Health Services website, dhswisconsin.gov, for the data. And I've heard a lot of talk in the press about the big surge and spike across in our area. And we even used it, some of our documentation. And so I went back and I'm just giving you a few statistics. But since May 1st, the average number of new daily cases in the Village of Alloway is 1.1. Over the last 30 days, it's been at 1.25. Over the last 21 days, so getting closer to today, it's 1.06. In the last 14 days, it's been 1. In the last week, it's been 1.1. So, in terms of Alloway, I don't see a surge in cases. And looking at the resolution, in looking at the data, we legislate, it's my opinion, we legislate on behalf of Alloway. And so I look at Alloway numbers. But knowing we're part of a greater community or a bigger community, like Brown County, the new case rate in Brown County, or the number of new average cases in Brown County, since May 1st, it's been 31 cases per day. I don't know if that's considered high or low, but when we're looking at surges or spikes, over the last month, it's been an average of 34 per day. Last 21 days, it's been 36 per day. 14 days, 33 per day. And over the last 7 days, it's been 34. And one of the stats that people look at are the percentage of positive cases to total number of tests. And since May, it's been an average of 8% in Brown County. Over the last 30 days, it's been 7%. 21 days, 7%. 14 days, 6%. And over the last week, it's been 5%. So instead of seeing a surge, at least in terms of new cases and percentage of cases to overall tests, we are on the decline in Brown County versus spikes. So I just want to make sure that people know that when the press is talking about spikes and cases, they're probably talking about the state. I don't spend time tracking the state. But I hope that when our constituents come to us and talk to us about this, that we can assure them, and I can share, I'll give you my spreadsheets, straight from the DHS website, this is the data, this is the science, as people say. And the number of new deaths in Brown County since May 1st, it's been 0.5 per day. Over the last 7 days, it's been 0.28, so half of that. So once again, and I think that's probably true in a lot of places across the state, I just think they're getting better at dealing with it. Not to say that it's not an important thing, but I just wanted to provide those numbers. Any other discussion or comments?
I would just encourage people that if they're uncomfortable, get out of the situation. I'm grateful there's a state mandate, and I'm grateful Brown County is behind it. And we use the Brown County Health Department. So here's where, as a healthcare provider and a village trustee, I'm torn. I want everybody protected as a healthcare provider, but as a village, we've got to go with what Brown County Health Department decides.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else? Let's hope it. This thing goes away sometime soon. Unlikely. Okay.
Jim, I just wanted to say that, you know, maybe I only heard from 5-6 people, but they were passionate, and I just felt it was important to let them know that we treated this seriously. The truth is, it probably has to come from the county and the state level, but we were listening to both sides of the issue.
Point well taken. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for taking the time once again to put it together.
Yep.
Okay, we have a motion to table this item until the next village board meeting in a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed by Trustee Sampson. It passes.
I'm sorry, one opposed?
One opposed, okay. Trustee Sampson.
I don't think...
No, I was in favor. My internet is goofy.
It was just delayed.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's a unanimous aye.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 8, action regarding finance personnel ad hoc committee minutes from July 27, 2020. We'll start with 2021 bonding plan. Who wants to head this one up?
Randy, want me to see?
I was looking at our chairperson.
Who's the chairperson?
Matthew.
Okay.
Short straw.
there were three items that we had discussed at the last meeting that we wanted to bring to the village board. One of them had to do with putting together, in terms of just planning for 2021 bonding, and that item is adding in playground equipment for Green Isle Park. It would be about $185,000 in terms of the charge or the cost for the equipment. We had a quick discussion about, is it nice to have or need to have, and we're pretty into the need to have category for the equipment, and the decision was made to add it in for now for purposes of calculations. If we need to go back throughout the budget process and remove it, we can, but we thought it'd be best to add it in for now. That was the first item.
Okay.
Julie, Brad, I got everything right there?
Yeah, along with the street projects, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Did that go to the Parks Committee as well?
I believe it came from the Parks CIP plan, which would have been discussed through Parks Committee, if I'm not mistaken, recently.
Okay.
Rob, is that correct?
Yes, it was. It was discussed.
Okay. So we're just talking about including it for budget purposes right now, or to get it out of the park.
Correct. It'll be in there, but that doesn't at all guarantee that it stays.
When do we go out for bonding, Julie?
Late this year.
Okay.
Early next year. Probably early into 2021.
Okay. Okay, why don't we, I'll accept the motion on that.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Trustee Genrich, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Dart, any discussion?
I would also make sure that we put emphasis on that word need as opposed to want, because that a park does need it. In the future, when we're looking at that, this consideration.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, we have a motion to approve including the $185,000 for Green Isle Park equipment in the 2021 bonding plan for budgeting purposes, and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 8B, utility late fees.
Might need Julie's help on this one, but we'll see. In terms of the utility late fees, the state implemented a waiving of those up until a few weeks ago. With the way our software billing program works, the amount of time and effort to try to get things synced up and just have 1 month's worth of late fees collected prior to the end of the, for lack of better words, the session, when any late fees would be put onto the tax roll, looked like it was going to be higher than the amount of money we typically collect in a year or in a month for those late fees. I think we typically collect around $700 per month in late fees, and the time, effort, and possible problems we'd run into, the recommendation from staff was to see if we can waive late fees for 1 month, approximately $700, so that we've got a clean start into the 2021 tax year. How'd I do?
Very good. Very good.
Good.
Take a bow.
So how much are we then waiving?
About $700.
Okay, and we will not see those fees ever, or?
Correct. Okay. Correct. Everything else from earlier this year before this would have been waived by the state. we cannot collect anything as part of the COVID-19 response. That's a statewide mandate.
Okay. Do I have a motion on this item? To waive the utility late fees for an additional month.
I'll move to approve.
Trustee Dart, do I have a second? I'll second that. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item section C, audit reports.
This is something that we would look at taking place in 2020, where the audit that comes before the village board is generally something that's presented to the entire board, and the recommendation was to have it presented in a little more detail to the ad hoc finance and personnel committee, and then go to the village board just for approval. The 2019 audit report, which would happen in August, I think at the next meeting, this is August now, that would still go before the whole board, but we were looking at just, I don't know if you'd call it streamlining, so to speak, but just giving a different audience for the audit report before it gets approved by the board.
Are you talking this year or next year's audit?
It's too late to change it for 2019's audit report that would happen in August of 2020. So this would happen in July, August of 2021 for the 2020 audit.
Okay, so the motion would be to have the 2020 audit presented to the Finance Committee prior to being presented to the Village Board.
One other caveat, provided the Ad Hoc Finance and Personnel Committee is still in place at that time.
Okay. Okay, do I have a motion on this item?
I move to approve that. My main thought was, hopefully we don't have to have this committee ongoing, but in case we do, I don't think that's a bad idea to have you guys take a closer look at it.
Yep.
Than the rest of us. That's fine.
Okay, do I have a second?
One second.
Trustee Genrich, any discussion? I thank all the members of our Finance and Personnel Committee for everything they're doing. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number 9, pay increases for election inspectors. Debbie.
Yes, the last increase for the election inspectors was in 2016 from $8 to $9. The chief inspectors we increased in 2019. And based on what other municipalities are paying and the things that they need to know and the changes that are constantly being made, I think we've already sent them 3 emails of changes that the election commission has made in the last 2 weeks. So I'm recommending that the chief inspectors go from $12 to $13 an hour and election inspectors from $9 to $11. It would be approximately $840 increase per election if we need 7 inspectors.
Okay. And we are going to have all of our polling locations open for this upcoming election.
Correct.
Okay, do I have a motion on this item?
I move to approve.
I'll
take the second.
Okay, Trustee Sampson, seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? Very thankful for the men and women who offer their time to do this, especially during this time. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
We will take items 10A through D on the consent agenda. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move to approve, Matthew.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second?
Second, Rob.
Trustee Atwood, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the consent agenda items A through D and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes, thank you. Item number 11. Are there any future agenda items that my fellow trustees would like to see on the agendas? Besides the resolution, by the way. Hearing none, I will accept a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Trustee Genrich, do I have a second?
Rob.
Trustee Atwood, any discussion? Motion to adjourn and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. I thank you all very much for everything you do and look forward to seeing you in person sometime soon.